Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking about the state of local fairs on this weekend show. Joined in studio by Ron Hamilton, who is the board president of the Motherload Fair, and Lori Giannini, who is the CEO of the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. Lori, the Jumping Frog Jubilee, that really is a huge draw for the Calaveras County Fair, isn't it?
Absolutely. So our fair is May 16th through the 19th, and we do a few things prior to the fair, and we call it our Frogs Goodwill Tour. And I don't know if you've ever seen our van, but we do have a Frogmobile, and it's a van that's been converted. And so our Frog Jump Committee is going to all of our local schools that's already booked. They do an assembly. On May 8th, we're going to be at the Capitol again, where our state senator and state assemblyman will be hosting the Capitol Frog Jump, which is a tradition for us that Congressman Garamendi set forth in action, over 30 years ago. And so the Frog Jump is huge. Last year, the Kitchells won, which they're a local family. Laura Kitchell won. This year, of course, the heat is on to keep that title, and they're so competitive, but it's really, really a lot of fun. We have our frog teams. We have a jumpstart team where you can actually create your own team. We help you do that. Of course, we have the frog spa, where we really take care of our frogs in such a wonderful way. And there's music, and you can visit the frog spa if you haven't. That's a great thing to do. We'll also be at our local government center doing a jump there prior to fair. So the frogs are just an amazing part of our history that we really enjoy.
Started many years by Congressman Garamendi. Has he given Supervisor Garamendi some advice? Have you heard
Supervisor Garamendi has actually thrown the gauntlet out, and Supervisor Garamendi will be challenging, because he's chairman of the Board of Supervisors. He has challenged the mayor of Angels Camp, Amanda Fallendorf,
very good,
to a frog jump. So we'll see how that goes.
Lots of competition. Good,
yes,
to see the local community coming together and local jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? You know, I mean, it seems like there's always some good local talent as well. Is it a mix of local and kind of national talent
it
again
really
this year?
It really is a mix of local talent. And so we have Grover Anderson. We have Brian Jerka. We have Rachel Wilson from Amador County, who will be performing. There's a whole list at our website at frogtown.org. Plan B will be performing. And we really do like that mix of local talent, because that's part of the fun too, right? Is to be able to go see these people perform that you see in the grocery store. I love that.
And it all gets started again this year with the Kitty Parade?
The Kitty Parade, yes. The Kitty Parade in downtown Angels Camp. And that is on Thursday. So if you're traveling to the fair, you might want to plan that, because there will be a detour. And so we're really, really excited. We're excited for all the work that our partners have done. You know, we really pride ourselves on being the safest venue possible. And so this week I'll be meeting with all our law enforcement partners. And we've done a lot of work in that area, just to make sure that we've done everything we can to make the facility as safe as we can for our patrons.
Just as a visitor to the fair, too, it seems to me that the wine competition in the wine area has really grown, as that's become an even larger part of the local agricultural scene.
Yes, you know, and in the Calaveras Wine Grape Alliance is a great partner with us, and I think there are 26 tasty rooms in the town of Murphy's now, which is just, 12 miles from the fairgrounds. And so agritourism is huge. We've converted that whole floriculture building to our wine tasting pavilion. And then on one end, we've added a demonstration kitchen, which we're really excited about that.
So demonstration kitchen, so live demonstrations in that area?
Correct. I have one of our chefs that'll be there is Farm Girl Chef. She is a senior at Central Catholic. She's from Linden. She won Junior Chopped, the TV show. And so Elizabeth Watkins will be there doing two cooking demonstrations. And in the afternoon, she'll be doing some cooking lessons for some of our local 4-H'ers.
So a celebrity this year at the local fair.
Celebrity, yeah. So it's pretty fun.
Ron Hamilton, anything else to add as your fair a couple months away gets going or on the horizon here?
Yeah, you know, with Calaveras, they're only a few weeks away, so their schedule is more intact than what ours, of course, will be 2 months out. But we're very excited. You know, there's no secret that over the past few years, there's been a lot of change on the board and with management at the fairgrounds. Ken Alstad is our CEO now. This coming fair, we've already got almost a full building with the nonprofit groups. We're hosting a building this year that's completely nonprofit. Booths and exhibits, and our vendors has increased this year over the last few years. The area that is always strong is, of course, our livestock area. With the avian bird flu, we won't have any poultry there, but we've made up for it in other areas. We're going to have a strong small livestock showing, even though there's no fine-feathered friends there to be able to compete. So the kids will be doing different animals and different competitions. There will be an avian bowl for the kids to participate in. And then, of course, the Destruction Derby coming back. So a lot of change, a lot of happenings of things that have been traditional, you know, with the small livestock and large livestock auction. And so we hope to put on a good show.
Lori, is it the same situation with poultry in Calaveras?
Yes, it is. And so what we've done, because of the Newcastle's disease and the decision not to have a poultry show, we created what we call Poultry Palooza. We have so many littles that show those showbirds that we are having kids do decorated eggs, paper mache chickens. They can also do Lego chickens. And then we actually bought some stuffed animal chickens that are replicas of real chickens so we can still do the poultry showmanship. So we call it Poultry Palooza. We're giving our kids a chance to be in that barn. And all of our animal numbers are up, too. And our replacement heifer sale is up. And so we're pretty excited.
Well, you've got me excited about both fairs on this weekend's Motherload Views. You know, we've got about 45 seconds left. What do people need to know in regards to tickets? I'll start first with Lori Giannini.
Advanced tickets are available at frogtown.org, and go there for the best deals. And just come and be a kid again at the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee.
Very good. And Ron Hamilton.
Exhibit book is out. Lots of new exhibits that the people can participate in. We're going to do a flash sale on tickets starting June 4th for the 4th of July. Family of four can get $4 tickets for the 4th of July day at the fair. So be looking for that as well.
It's been great talking to you both, and good luck with the fairs this year.
Thank you so much, BJ.
Thanks, BJ.
Again, we thank Lori Giannini with the Calaveras County Fair, Ron Hamilton with the Motherload Fair. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Again, next week on Motherload Views, we'll be focusing on Columbia College, joined in studio by the president of Columbia College, Dr. Santanu Bandopadhyay. That's next week on Motherload Views. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life for the motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.